welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, June 1st, 2022, and I've got a very strategic word from the Lord. This is a strategy the Lord gave me for the month of June, but it actually way beyond this. And as you know, God's outside of time, so it doesn't matter when you watch this, especially with the internet. He can apply everything anytime. DougAddison.com, my website. You can follow my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. Social media. Facebook is the Doug Addison. Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And YouTube, Doug Addison. I know I have all those different ones because I've been doing this so long. I've been streaming for a very long time that I didn't realize back then that I needed to get the same name for everything. But anyway, the Lord's moving right now. In fact, that has something to do with what he's doing inside of you. Father, I ask now, open the heavens. We pray right now for this word. It's going to go out into the world. I felt an impartation of freedom, power, that's happening during Pentecost right now. And it goes way beyond this month. It's strategic. It's revealing. It's revelation in Jesus' name. By the way, I'll do some prophetic ministry at the end, but the freedom and the power is here during Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is a time that we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit that coincides with the Jewish festival, the Feast of Weeks. That's when the Lord chose to bring Jesus back to heaven. You know, first of all, that happened during Passover. Then, 50 days later, the Lord chose this time, Pentecost, to bring the Holy Spirit. And you'll read about it in Acts chapter 2. But the Lord's power, his Holy Spirit, is still available today, 24/7. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Woo, something just shifted just now. You know, this year, we're going to celebrate Pentecost, and it coincides with the Feast of Weeks. So June 4th through June 6th, it's a three-day process. And Sunday, June 5th, is actually the day of Pentecost that we celebrate, but you're going to have 3 days. I think it's coinciding with Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But again, the Lord is 24/7, and he can operate all the times. This year is a release of greater freedom, power, and peace. Freedom, power, and peace. Well, first of all, freedom from the past. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Whew. I'm just going to say it again. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where is the Spirit of the Lord? He lives inside you. So we just want to activate the freedom in the Spirit. The Lord is releasing you from previous struggles, previous seasons of difficulty. And this year is going to be a powerful turning point during the month of June. July is going to be a powerful time too, but it's going to set you up to slingshot you through, to get you through. I've been experiencing this already. So the Lord's going to be rebirthing some things, some new ideas. He's going to release creative solutions, anointings maybe you didn't even know you had, gifts and callings, maybe some from the past, or he's going to update them. That's what he did with me. He's updating some things. The key to this, there is a key, is don't really think about what it should be. Don't think what you think it should look like. And in many cases, your solution is outside of your current understanding. I'll say that again. It just happened to me. Your solution is outside of your current understanding of things. But God's going to align you with his timing. Habakkuk 2:3. For the revelation awaits of an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it. It certainly will come and not delay. I keep hearing the Lord say this about timing this year. He's saying this, not ahead, not behind, but right on time. Even though it looks like there's delays, the Lord said, I'm going to use it all. In fact, I'm going to use it for the good, and I'm going to prepare you for the advancement into the things that are ahead. In the case of Habakkuk 2, if you look that over, Habakkuk 2:3 is, you know, you might think it's going to happen one way. You're holding on to this prophetic word. He's going to shift things, and he's going to bring about the end result that you need. And sometimes it'll look all right. You know, look like what you thought. But other times it might not look that way. That's what's happened to me. I'll tell you in a few minutes about that. But in some cases, the Lord is going to answer you. And it might be different than you expected or different than you're praying for. But hey, you know what the end result is? He's going to bring you some good things. And that's what we're going to be releasing here. You can rest assured that the Lord's desires for you are greater than your current understanding. His desires for you are greater than what you can imagine or dream. And I always say, when he tells me, I go, hey, you know I got a big imagination. And I'm a big dreamer. And the Lord, he never lets me down. I tell you, he's going to do the same for you this year. The Lord is, this month, this year at Pentecost, in the month of June, he's releasing Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Now, there's more power from this. I tell you, there's a powerful, powerful, powerful psalm. And the Lord's moving in many of the promises and benefits from Psalm 103. I want you to write it down, take a look at it, because, man, it's so power-packed that I'm only going to pull a few of these out. But Psalm 103, verses 2 through 4, the Lord's going to bring you healing of your body, soul, and spirit. Psalm 103, verse 2, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowds you with love and compassion. The Lord is going to bring renewal in your strength. He's going to release joy. The desires of your heart are coming. He's redeeming you out of the rut of despair or the pit, maybe hopelessness. He's going to bring some things. He's going to crown you with love and compassion. It's in the Word of God. Call it in right now. Pull it in. There's angels here as well. Ooh, there's power here. The Lord is going to release healing and refreshment for your body, soul, and spirit. I tell you, I stand here a redeemed man with my body, soul, and spirit. And I'm a living testimony. And I'm no different than you. You know, the Lord wants to release this over you. He's going to renew your strength and your vision. Psalm 103, verse 5 and 6. He satisfies your desires with the good things, and your youth is renewed like the eagles. How good is that? Verse 6, the Lord works out righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. Wow, we could just camp out on here, well, any one of these, healing all of your diseases, soul healing, you know, fulfilling the desires of your heart. My goodness, that's what I always say, Lord, come on. Once your heart gets in alignment with him, he can just bring everything. That's what he's doing right now. He's going to bring justice to you. He's actually going to renew your vision and release prophetic wisdom and understanding. He's going to bring justice and repayment. I tell you, I've got some of it. For many people, you know, you've lost the battle. You feel like you've lost the battle. I'm just going to turn things around for you. I'm going to be your provision and your repayment. We've been praying for provision and repayment. Provision, you know, to get by, and then the repayment will get you to the next level. He's going to give you the eagle's eye. Not in a bad way. He's going to give you the eyes of an eagle so that you can see what you need. And he's going to allow you to mount up on wings like eagles. He's going to lift you above your current problems. You're going to walk and not be weary. You're going to run and not be faint. You know, that's Isaiah 40, verse 31. He's going to cause you to move into the season. Starting right now, you can actually step into this right now. Now, Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is not angry. This is a key for you, is to come into alignment with. He's not mad. The Lord has compassion. In verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and gracious. He's slow to anger, abounding in love. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is his great love for those who fear him and those who love him. As far as the east is from the west, so he has removed your transgressions. How good is that? He's taking away things. I saw him removing things that people have been struggling with, addictions, all kinds of stuff. He's removing the guilt. He's removing grief. He's removing anger. He's removing these things right now. In Jesus' name, grab hold of this. Come on, pull this in. There's a shift happening right now. I just pulled something in. And also, hey, listen, he's not angry at you. That voice in your head, a drill sergeant, you know, that angry voice in your head, or you're thinking that the Lord's going to give you bad things. That's not him. That's Satan disguising himself, masquerading as an angel of light in your own head. Get rid of him. That's what he's doing. The Lord's going to move right now. He's releasing a fresh dose of understanding of his love. He's going to do something great. He's lifting off guilt, grief, unforgiveness. He's going to impart to you a refreshment of love, power, and clarity. In fact, why not throw out the fear too and get love, power, and a sound mind? Come on, Lord. Let's move right now. He's bringing new compassion and love. Psalm 103, 13 and 14. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, those who love him. For he knows how you were formed, and he remembers that you were dust. So the Lord is going to bring a great renewal inside you. He's going to reveal himself as a loving father. He has compassion on you, and he knows what you've been through. Remember, he saw your unformed body. He knows what you've been through. He knows what happened to you, plus the people who did those things to you, or the hurts that you got. Plus, he knows your current situation. Plus, he knows your future all at once. And guess what? He has compassion on you and he loves you. Now, the key is to align with loving the Lord, loving yourself, and loving others. That's the key in that. That's what Jesus called that was perfect love. He says, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. These are the highest level. That's a key right now. So in other words, you want to get rid of any anger that you might have against the Lord? Just have a good talk with him. Find out something. Talk with some others. And you want to get rid of the unforgiveness in your heart against others? You don't have to agree with the person, what they did to you, to forgive them. But, you know, they could be wounding you over and over and over because you're not forgiving them. You know, you don't have to agree with them. You can forgive them and get out of the prison of unforgiveness, you know. And also, you'll want to get rid of the unloving spirits that are trying to really bring you down. That is, you know, the self-hatred, the low self-esteem, the self-destruction. Those things, we're going to get rid of those things in Jesus' name. The Lord is moving right now. He's also releasing angels and healing. This is Psalm 103:20. Hey, who was hiding Psalm 103? This is like the fix-all. He was like holding up. The Lord said, I was waiting through halfway through the year, you know, January through June anyway. He said, I'm going to wait. He was waiting to release this. This is a surprise to me too. But Psalm 103, verse 20 and 22. Whew, there's a powerful release of God right now. Praise the Lord, you, his angels, you mighty ones. These are not angels. These are also mighty angels who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all the heavenly host, you the servants that do his will. Praise the Lord for the works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. The Lord is releasing assignments of angels. Not just regular, there's a bunch of them here, but he's releasing some big old host angels over you. There's different levels of angels. You'll see he's releasing some writing angels. I saw those coming. Revelation angels. I saw the angels of help. There's all kinds of heavy duty angels. Ever since about 3 days ago, I got a whole pack of angels with me. One of the groups was called Helper Angels, so I'm like laughing my guts out in the shower right now. These angels are telling me jokes. Wow. He'll do that for you. He knows your needs. He knows the desires. He knows I've needed to laugh. So he brought some angels. I can't tell you the jokes because it was kind of funny. But anyway, the Lord is assigning you new angels. And then you're going to be able to really be able to know exactly what you need to do for the next season. Now, don't worry about seeing the angels. Normally you don't see them. You know, I've been around angels for a very long time. Very seldom do they show themselves. I asked an angel once, I asked the Lord too, why don't you show yourself? You know, it would help. And he goes, no, it would cause you too much warfare. He says, if the angels come through the realm, the physical realm, it will draw too much attention to you. And you then come under warfare instead of get the benefit of what they're trying to bring from the throne. And so very seldom, now I see lights, I see, there'll be images there. Or like today we were praying in our team meeting and there was something on the internet call that we were on. A bell went off, you know, it might have been someone's phone, didn't matter, it went off right when we were praying over something. And then another thing we were praying over, some garbled demonic voice came in. I said, well, that's an angel helping us to show us things. So it was like almost like a virtual helper. And we are in a time right now that Lord is transitioning. He's bringing warring angels, helping angels, riding angels, healing angels. And he's going to bring healing to your soul. Watch for this to unfold like a treasure map. That's what I saw. I got one 3 days ago. You know, I've taken this a little bit earlier, but 3 days from this taping anyway, a week or so or 10 days from the time you're listening to this, I taped this early because the Lord said, I want you to do this early because I'm going to release some more revelation that you're going to need later on. So be good to go through the whole Psalm 103. You can take every verse and pray over, especially the ones, you know, about justice and healing and the angels all month. Go over Psalm 103. You're going to see something powerful happen. The Lord told me this. He said that there's five groups. This is ones I saw anyway, a few days ago. I saw these five angelic groups, and it might not be limited just because I saw some others, but the big ones here, the angels of financial help. And I got these when I was in South Africa in 2009, and I pick up, you know, I ended up, they came back with me, these angelic angels of financial help. So watch for them. They're being assigned. There's five groups being assigned to you right now. In fact, the angels of financial help, the angels of revelation, that is prophetic revelation and understanding mysteries, the angels that help, these are helper angels. They're assigned to you to help. Now, those helper angels might be something like they could be writing angels because they're help. That doesn't mean that they're like administrative, but they could be. You know, for me, it's whatever you need at any given time. That's what I needed laughter. The helper angels were there. I was hoping they did some housework, if you know what I'm saying. Warring angels. These are the high-level warring angels are here. And then the angels for your family and relationships. So five groups, angels of finance, angels of revelation, the angels of war, warring angels, helper angels, and angels for your family and relationships. They are being released right now, and I received this myself. And here's an example. The day after, actually it was a day or two after, I had gotten these. I didn't really realize that. I walk with a lot of angels, but there was an angel upgrade. So I was at church, and this is just the church we attend. It's not like I was meeting or anything, but I was just kind of incognito. I was in church, and then the pastor stopped and said, hey, why don't we all turn and pray for each other? So we did. And suddenly, I wasn't in prayer mode. Yeah, I wasn't in ministry mode. And suddenly, I got such accurate, detailed names. It's like I just said, it seemed all so natural. I said to the person next to me, I was praying for him, I got some detailed names. They burst into tears. And, whoa, that's exactly what's going on right now. And I went, oh, okay. So in other words, I got the angel of revelation, right? And the angel of helps was there. There was a group there. And I don't usually get names. I could get in a ministry flow out of state. You know what I'm saying? If I'm just sitting there. In other words, I'm like a signs prophet. What happens to me happens to you. You could get this right now. And it might not be at that level or whatever. Don't expect to get names. But the Lord's moving right now. He's going to heal pets. I can hear a dog barking in the background. The Lord said, I'm going to do some healing over your pets. I'm going to do some healing over your relationships. I'm going to do some healing in your family. I'm going to do some healing in your finances. I'm going to help you get that book written that you need to get written in Jesus' name. So let's release this word, the Psalm 103 word, and also it's the word for Pentecost, that the power and strategies are here. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Let this flow right now over us. We're going to receive your power, your presence, your anointing. Yeah, there we go. Jesus' name. Now, I want to just say prophetically to step up and not back. Don't expect things. Be careful that you don't expect things to act. You know, some people start getting a migraine, so they go into migraine mode. You know, all right, better get all this stuff. You know, or maybe you start to feel sick, so you go into this mode. Or maybe it's an anniversary of a death of a loved one. Then you go into a mode, and no, the Lord's saying, yeah, you know what, you know, grieve and things like that. But it's time to step out of the grave. Close. I saw an anointing happening right now. That he's calling you out of the grave, almost like a Lazarus. He's calling people out. And a big thing right now, he wants to bring healing. So don't go home without it. If you go to a church meeting, if they have ministry, go up and ask for things that you need. You know, ask and you'll receive right now. Also, visit the healing rooms. Look the healing rooms up. There's an anointing right now. On getting healed, because Psalm 103 talks about healing of your body, soul, and your spirit. Consider getting some help, maybe sozo. You know, I believe in the finished work of the cross. Absolutely. That means that Jesus was enough. However, I got a little more information, revelation on this. Sometimes you need a boost. You know, you need the extra work to help of others. And how you'll know is Jeremiah 29:11-12. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope of future. Then you'll call upon me and pray and I'll answer you. If you're in alignment with the Lord, the finished work of the cross is working for you. That's great. But if you have any of those things that Jeremiah 29:11-12, you know, if you have things, if you have debt, the spirit of poverty you can't seem to get out, you don't necessarily have to get deliverance, but maybe you need some help. You know, get some help. Or if you don't know your future, maybe you got to, there can be some hooks. And so I've got a ministry page, DougAddison.com/healing-resources. DougAddison.com/healing-resources. And believe me, I still have to do some deliverance myself. I don't stay in the place of deliverance, but don't despise it. I wasn't believe totally in the finished work of the cross, but there's times when you need to get out of the pit. You don't want to stay there. You know, get out of that. In fact, that's one of the Psalm 103s. So Lord, we want to pray too. I just got to prophesy here. There's people who have been struggling very hard. I saw someone, I believe your name, there's a several people. It sounds like Karina. There's several of the Karinas. There's also several others that the Lord said, I'm going to bring something new to you. I'm going to bring you up to the next level. I want you to do some things that you thought that you couldn't do. And it's going to be simple. There's going to be some writing that's going to come to you. And I'm going to shift something in the spiritual atmosphere for you. I saw some things happening right now over several people, several groups of people. And in fact, we're going to be running something this month because of this, but it's people who need to finish writing their book. The Lord said, I'm going to move right now. And, you know, we're going to be offering something, you know, to either course you can take, but that's not why I'm prophesying this. I heard the Lord say this. I'm going to shift things up to a whole new level and the understanding of what is possible. And I'm going to do something new. I'm going to fix some leaks in people's, yeah, there's some systems that need, there's some things that'll be shored up and closed. The Lord said, I'm going to do something new with your name. That's why at the beginning I started talking about the name. He's going to bring some new names. You don't have to change your name. Did you know that, man, a long time ago, the Lord actually changed my name to David. And I had 3 encounters, I think, in a week where people thought I was David. They even looked at my name. I went to the doctor. They came out and they said, David Addison. And it was the same week. And, you know, my website's DougAddison.com. You don't have to actually change your name if you want to. That's fine. For me, it was like a term of endearment with the Lord. You know, it was David, it was Saul, and he died. I knew he was calling me to the new level. Well, I hear the Lord doing that. He's gonna change your name. You don't have to change your name, but he's gonna let you know who you are. He's gonna speak into your spirit. I'm gonna just say right now, your spirit, I just call your spirit to attention. And I impart and speak to you the words of the Lord. He is proud of you. He is not angry with you. The Lord is calling you up to the next level. You have everything you need to succeed. The Lord is not angry with you. He's calling your spirit up to this next level, to the promotions that are coming this year. He's calling you into this place where you're going to have solutions for relational problems. He's also assigning angels right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. I tell you, the heavens are open. You're going to want to listen to this again because the heavens are open and the prophetic is flowing right now. Remember the angels that are here for you. You've got the angel of revelation, the angel of finance, the angels of help, the helper angels, warring angels, and the angels that are going to help you with your family and relationships. So Lord, we just ask that you would just seal this word. Don't let it be stolen away in Jesus' name. DougAddison.com is my website. And yeah, I'm just so excited for what's happening. I mentioned that we have something going on. Consider becoming a partner with us. You know, if you have a church, it's great. You know, and we go to a church, but there's also the internet, you know, and you can augment or, you know, add to what the Lord does through you. Or, you know, we are an online church. Enlightened Connection is an online church. And so we have a meeting once a month with our partners. You just become a partner of any amount. Go to DougAddison.com/partners, any amount. And we invite you into our private. We have a private group. We've just moved off of Facebook. It's now under Mighty Networks. But a private group with a coach, and an amazing coach. I mean, she prays with everybody each week. It's almost like being in a home group. She's got such power. And our Enlightened Connection team cares about our partners. So we have a partner program. It's like the church. And once a month, we do a Zoom meeting with our partners, and we prophesy. I prophesy, I pray. My team prophesies and prays over you. And so if you don't have it, if you need a place, you know, some people consider it their church, fine. If you want to just donate at one time, DougAddison.com/give. But also, we're doing something right now. Stay tuned here. Is your Write Your Book Now challenge. And God is releasing books from heaven. People are called to write books. Maybe you feel stuck. You need to write a book. And I have a course that I did because I've written books. I've written my first book in 30 days, 3 weeks actually. Wouldn't recommend it. But I wrote another one in 30 days. You can. I didn't say it was easy. It's possible. But I'm going to do a challenge. Write Your Book Now. Challenge of 2022. You can write a book in 30 days or less. Now, with this, if you sign up for it, go to DougAddison.com/write2022. And with this, we're actually going to give you a few things that I've used. I put together some courses. We just updated my Write Your Book Now online training course. So you have access to that. You'll also get the resources like book layout templates. If you need that, there are Word documents and different things like that. Then I did a how to write your book in 30-day plan. If you want to do the 30-day plan, plus 4 weeks of live coaching with my team. So if you want accountability, if you want a Q&A time, a live Zoom call with the Enlightened Connections publishing team, this is my team. They're the writing team, publishing team. They're good. Krista Abbott and Brandy. I just got a few names, but some of them are writers. They've been writing books. They've been doing things. Plus, there's just a strong anointing around them. They've mentored with me. So this will be part of that. Also, some people to pray for you in the middle of this, whether you want to get a book written or just get it started. You know, the price is $147 for 30 days of coaching or two payments of $75. $147. Get out of here. Wow. Can't guarantee that you're going to write a book, but we can say that we can sure help you get started or finished, whatever you're working on. DougAddison.com/write2022. And also we have the Courts of Heaven Mastery course where we pull together all the different Courts of Heaven things that the Lord's doing right now. And that is under DougAddison.com/write2022. Quartz Mastery. All right. Well, I'm excited. Lord, we pray that you would release the anointing right now. Release the power. Release angels in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. God bless you. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.